The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 16th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: My dear Krishna, your Lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama.
Kunti is remembering all the dangers that she had passed before gaining the kingdom. Kauntiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. These Pandavas, they are great devotees of Lord Krishna. And in the material world, because people are interested in material things, so they are put into so many dangerous conditions of life. That was the policy of Dhritarashtra, how to kill the sons of Pandu and usurp the kingdom for his own sons. That was the policy. From the very beginning. And they are very obedient, because Dhritarashtra was their guardian. So Dhritarashtra constructed a house of lakh. Lakh means as soon as you touch one matchstick, immediately it takes fire. So he asked his nephews and sister-in-law Kunti that for some time you should go. I have constructed a very nice house. You can go and live there. Vidur informed that this is the policy. Dhritarashtra wants you to burn into ashes by going there. How? Duryodhan could understand that Vidur has already informed. Therefore he was very angry. These are politics. So, although they knew that this is the plan of my uncle to send into that house and set fire, but they agreed, yes, not disobedient to the order of the superior. In this way, the house was set into fire, but they digged a subway within that house and they escaped. So that is one incident. Another incident is giving them poison cakes when they were at home. That also they escaped. Then Purushada Darsana, they met one Hirimi Rakshas, man-eater, demon. So Bhima fought with him and killed him. Similarly, Asas Sabhaya, in the assembly of Asat, Asat means those who are not gentle, not gentlemen. In the Sabha, in the assembly, there was Dhritarashtra, there was Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, all elderly persons, and there was trick of playing chess. Somehow or other, Draupadi was taken as bait. Now, if we lose, then Draupadi is no longer our wife. It is up to you. They lost the game, so immediately Karna and Dushasan captured her. Now you are not your husband's, you are our property. We can deal with you as we like. So Karna was insulted during Draupadi's Sayambara. In the Sayambara, Sayambara means big princess, very qualified princess. The used to select her own husband. Just like in your country, the selection of husband is given to the girl as she likes. This is not very good for common, but those who are uncommon, highly qualified, one who knows how to select, to such girl the facility was given to select her husband, and under very strict condition. Just like Draupadi's father make it condition, there was a fish on the ceiling, and one has to pierce the eye of the fish, not directly seeing, but seeing the shadow in the water down. So, there were so many princes. As soon as such declaration is there, all the princes come to combat. That is Kshatriya principle. So, in that assembly of Draupadi Swayambara, there was Karna's. Draupadi knew Draupadi's real purpose was to accept Arjuna as her husband. But she knew that Karna is there. If Karna competes, then Arjuna will not be able to succeed. Therefore, she said that in this competition, except the Kshatriyas, nobody can compete. That means Karna at that time was not known that he was a Kshatriya. He was the son of Kunti before her marriage. People did not know. It was secret. So Karna was maintained by a carpenter. Therefore he was known as a Shudra. So Draupadi took advantage of this and said that I do not wish that any carpenter shall come here and compete. I don't want that. So Karna was not allowed. So Karna took it as great insult. Now when Draupadi was lost in the game, he was first of all forward. He was Duryodhana's great friend. Now we want to see naked beauty of Draupadi. So there were elderly persons in the meeting. Dhritarashtra was, Bhima was there, Dronacharya. Still they did not protest. What is this? That you are going to make naked one lady in this assembly? They did not protest. Therefore, asasabhaya, assembly of uncultured men. Uncultured man wants to see a woman naked. But that has become a fashion nowadays. A woman is not to be, supposed not to be naked in anyone's before, except her husband. This is Vedic culture. But because these rascals wanted to see Draupadi naked in that great assembly, so they were all rascals. Asat. Sat means gentle. And asat means rude. So asat sabhaya, in that assembly of rudes, you say, Krishna say, Draupadi was being naked. Her sari was being taken away, and the sari would not be finished. Krishna was supplying sari. So they became tired in trying to make her naked. And she never became naked. The heaps of clothes were scattered. They could understand it is impossible. And Draupadi was also first of all trying to save her cloth. What sexy can this woman? And they are two men Karna and Duryodhana, Dushasan, stand to make her naked. So she was crying and praying to Krishna, save my honor. But she was trying also herself to save. When she thought that it is impossible to save myself, my honor in this way, then he left the hand. She simply got up her arms and prayed, Krishna, if you like, can save. So this is the position. So long we try to save ourselves, and that is not very good. If you simply depend on Krishna, Krishna, if you save me, that is all right. Otherwise, kill me as you like. You see? Maravi rakhavi jai chhatva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I surrender unto you. Manasa deho geho jo kichu moro. My dear Lord, whatever I have got, my position. And what I have got? I have got this body. I have got my mind. I have got a little home. And my wife, my children. This is my position. So manasa deho geho jo kichu moro. So whatever I have got, this body, this mind, this wife, this children, this home, everything I surrender unto you. Manasa deha geha jo kichu attinuku apade nanda kishora. Krishna is known as nanda kishora. So this is surrender. No reservation. Fully surrender. Akinchan. Therefore Krishna, devotee is called Akinchan. No kinchana. Kinchana means something. Something reserved for me. Of course, actually that should be position, but still, and the material world, one should not imitate. But, as Rupa Goswami has shown the path, that whatever position you have got, 50% for Krishna, 25% for the relatives. They also expect something. And 25% for personal emergency. This example is shown by Rupa Goswami. Before his retirement, he did it. But actually, everything was spent when Sanatana Goswami was arrested. Everything was spent. So, this is full surrender. When Draupadi fully surrendered to Krishna, without trying herself to save herself, then unlimited years of clothes were supplied, and she could not be made naked. But because the attempt was made in an assembly of crude, rude men, therefore he said, asasavayam, banavasa krishchat. And then next game was that if they lose the game, they would go 12 years in the forest. That also happened. For 12 years. And the condition was, after 12 years, 1 year they should remain incognito. If they are detected that they are living in such and such place, then again 12 years. So hard condition. And that also surpassed. In that incognito condition, they married Draupadi. Arjuna was at that time in an incognito. He went there as a Brahmin, in the dress of a Brahmin. Because if he went there in the dress of a Kshatriya, they will be detected again. Here is Arjuna. Then again he'll have to go. Again, for 12 years. So these things are there described in the Mahabharata. Mahabharata means, Maha means great, greater. And Bharat means India. It is the history of greater India. Mahabharata. They take it as stories, as mythology. That is nonsense. It is history. Mahabharata is the history. We take it as history. All these Puranas, Mahabharata, they are histories. But not this chronological history. Chronological history, if you keep, how many pages you have to keep. So many things. Simply selected incidences they described. Select most important incidences, but that is history. So these very important incidents, they are described in the Mahabharata. Then, mridhe mridhe. Mridha means battlefield. Mridhe mridhe. Aneka maharatha astato. There are great, great fighters. Maharatha. These are just like in modern days, they are given title, lieutenant, captain, commander, commander-in-chief, like that. And formerly, these titles were for the military man, ekaratha, maharatha, otiratha. Ratha means chariot. So, if one could fight with one charioteer, he is ekaratha. If he could fight with 1,000 charioteer, then he is called Maharatha. So, all the commanders there in the battlefield of Kurukshetra were Maharatha. Maharatha. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Especially Bhishma and Karna, Dronacharya, they are very, very great commanders. Still, Arjuna could kill them by the grace of Krishna. Arjuna was nothing in front of them. They are so great fighters. Arjuna was also Maharatha. Still, these commanders were very, very powerful. But by the grace of Krishna, he could kill Karna, he could kill Bhishma, he could kill Dronacharya and came out victorious. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was talking with Sukhdev Goswami, he also referred this, that the battlefield of Kurukshetra was just like ocean. And there were so many ferocious aquatic animals. But by the grace of Krishna, my grandfather crossed over it very easily. This is very significant. You may have many enemies or many fighters, very powerful fighters, but if you remain at the protection of Krishna, then nobody can do you anything harm. Rakhe Krishna Mareke. If Krishna protects you, nobody can kill you. But if Krishna kills you, nobody can give you protection. That is the Rakhe Krishna Mareke. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. This is the if Krishna desires to kill you, nobody can save you. Just like a big man, a rich man is suffering from disease. All first-class physician, medicine, hospital available for him. But still he dies. That means Krishna desires that this man must die. So these things will not help you. The so-called protective methods that we have discovered, they will be useless if Krishna does not desire that you should live. They are useless. Just like Ravana, he was very powerful. But when Krishna desired, Lord Ramchandra desired, so nobody could give protection. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And he was praying, Lord Shiva, please come and save me in this danger. So Lord Shiva did not come. And Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, asked that, why is that? Your devotee is such a great devotee. He has served you so much. And now he is in danger. He is asking your help. You are not going. Lord Shiva replied, my dear Parvati, what shall I do? I cannot give her protection. It is not possible. Why shall I go? So this is the position that If God wants to kill you, nobody can give you protection. And if God wants to give you protection, nobody can kill you. This is the position. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe. So, Kunti Devi is remembering one after another how Krishna saved them. That is, thinking of Krishna, smaranam. Krishna, you are so kind upon us. You saved us in so many big, big, dangerous positions. It is for you. Otherwise, there is no hope. And the last is, Dronastra. Dronastra, this Ashwatthama, he executed very abominable task. He killed. Of course, there was fight. Both the parties belonged to the same family. So, everyone died. So only five sons of the Pandavas, they were living. So Ashwatthama thought that if I kill these five sons of Pandavas and present the head to Duryodhana, he'll be very much pleased. So what did he do? That when the five sons were sleeping, inhumanly, he cut up, he separated the heads of the five sons and presented to Duryodhana. Duryodhana was at that time in an incapable state. His waist was broken. He could not move. And he lied that, I have brought the five heads of the Pandavas, my dear Duryodhana. Oh, you have brought. He was very glad in the beginning. But he knew how to test it. But when he pressed the head, it immediately became collapsed. Oh, he said, this is not Pandava's head. It must be their son's head. Then he admitted, yes. He became fainted. That you have killed all the hopes. I hope that in our family at these five sons, you have killed also. In that lamentment, he died. So, he was arrested. He was arrested by Arjuna, and he has to be killed. Krishna ordered that kill him. He is not a Brahmin. He is less than Shudra. So, when he was arrested, then he was let loose by the request of Draupadi, that I am suffering for the death of my sons, and this rascal is the son of our Guru Maharaj, Dronacharya, who has done so much for us. If he dies also, then Mother Guru will be very much unhappy. So let him go out. So being insulted, he threw atom bomb, Brahmastra. The Brahmastra is something like atomic weapon, nuclear weapon. It can go to the enemy, wherever the enemy is. It doesn't matter. It will go and kill. That is called Brahmastra. So the Brahmastra was, he knew that the rest of the Kuru family is Parikshit. The son of Abhimanyu, she is in the womb of Uttara. So let me kill him also. Everything finished. So Dronastra. So when that weapon was let loose, Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara, felt that she is going to discharge the womb. And she approached, Krishna, save me. And Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and saved the child, the posthumous child. So in this way, the Pandava family was saved. Simply, Parikshit Maharaj remained. So as soon as Parikshit Maharaj became grown up, the whole estate was entrusted to him, and all the Pandavas left home and went to Himalaya. This is the history of Mahabharata. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.